A Problem Shared with Tony and Val on Kerry Today.
Yeah, it's just Tony McGinley in with us this morning for A Problem Shared. Tony, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning, listeners.
Now, we're going to start with a query that's come in. Anyone get queries into us now on our numbers? We have one television, which is situated in our living room, where when there's a program on which the family are watching, but it's upsetting me, I feel as if I'm stuck there. I don't know what to do. There are lots of things I don't want to watch. One occasion when I left, I was mocked by my family members. And I don't want that to happen again. I would appreciate hearing your views.
Well, a second TV would be.
Or an iPad or something else.
Non-psychological suggestion I would have there, you know. But failing that, and a lot of people don't want TVs all over the house anyway. The first thing is the question, have you talked it out with your family? And if you haven't, I think it's about time you did. And everybody should understand that this is not, you know, the living room isn't the main street where you have to keep the traffic moving. It needs to be talked out and sorted out. But, you know, if you did like something else, you know, you could always have a small TV. You can get nice, handy little ones now, put in the bedroom or somewhere, you know, and go watch something else or read a book, whatever. But it can cause quite a bit of, you know, tension in a family, especially when there are kids and they're mad on certain things or whatever. But you need to sort it out with them. You need to explain how you feel, and that, you know, there should be times as well when the thing is turned off. And, you know, a good family meeting is what you need.
Okay, and I suppose the thing is, people could say that, look, oh yeah, head off, get your own TV in your own room, watch it, and when you don't want something going on and the other TV. But the other thing is, and maybe it's something that's getting lost with the proliferation of technology and different streams and different ways of watching things, that the communal experience of watching a programme together is being lost and talking about
it. Yeah, there's that to it too. But the other side of it is that we are becoming screen creatures. We're becoming, as it were, pasted onto a screen, whether it's a phone, a laptop, TV, or what the heck. And we need to be aware of that. And it's not good for the brain to have stuff being fed at us all the time. So there's that aspect as well. And, yeah, I think the idea of having hours on which the TV is on and hours when it's not on is a good thing in any house.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, the other aspect of it. Okay, if you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the show on 066-712-3666. You can text or WhatsApp us on 083-300-3300. We have another issue here, Tony. I have a problem which is driving me crackers. One of my daughter rings me often and very late at night. I'm tired when she rings and I don't want to talk to anyone at that late hour. I'm glad she rings, but not so late. I want to get the message across without hurting her feelings or having her not ringing me anymore. Maybe you can come up with some way to do this.
Well, the first thing I do is ask a question. Have you talked it out with your daughter? And if you haven't, then it's about time you had. And, you know, in a gentle way, because, you know, the younger people have a different attitude towards time and bedtime and everything else. And ask her in a gentle way, you know, would she mind not ringing later than 10 o'clock? Now, sometimes it might take a couple of goes to get that message across. And if it isn't getting across, and either way, I would suggest that you turn the ringer off on your phone after whatever, 10 o'clock or whatever time you start going to bed. And that's the way to get it. The ideal thing is not to let things like that escalate into sort of arguments or any disunity. But handle it early, talk about it, and, you know, it's great she rings, because so many youngsters don't bother ringing home except when somebody is sick or whatever, you know. And it's great that she rings you. So keep that in mind, and then on that basis, try and get your message across.
Would it be a bit severe, though, if you haven't talked to her, or important, as you said, to raise the issue rather than turning your phone off? Because that'll send a very clear and blunt message.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would discuss it first and then say, look, because I go to bed this bit early or whatever, I'm going to be putting the ringer off on the phone. So I don't think you should ever turn off a phone as such. Yeah. But if you put the ring off, then you won't hear it. It won't annoy you. If you might see it if it's in your line of sight. But it's definitely important to maintain that connection. And so the way I would do it is to approach and sort of say, look, you know, I'm getting on a bit, and when you get a bit older, you sometimes go to bed earlier and get up earlier or whatever, you know, and explain your situation. And I love talking to you, but if you could make it, you know, a little bit before 10 o'clock or whatever, you know, but do it gently. Because yeah. if you get angry and that anger comes over in your voice, you mightn't say anything, but it'll be read, even if it's not recognized. We read these subliminal messages very, very quickly, especially with people we know very well. And if that message gets across, then you could really upset your relationship. So, you know, having that in mind and prepare your words and sort of have a chat. And don't have it once, have it a couple of times. And expect that it will take time, you know, for the message to sink in. And I think that's probably the best way of getting through this one.
Okay. We have a query in here, Tony, this morning that says, hello, Jerry. Question for Tony. I have a sister who is constantly talking about me behind my back to other siblings. And then to my face, she is all nice. I have distanced myself from her. I feel she's jealous of me. Is this the best thing to do, or should I confront her and ask her why she's talking about me constantly in this way?
Now, that's touching a very, very difficult area entirely, because, you know, I would talk in the family about other people in the family, but there's a difference between talking and gossiping. And maybe this is gossiping, you know, saying bad things or, you know, putting the person down or whatever. Again, you have to be very careful approaching something like that, because that could literally explode in your face.
Yeah, so it could split siblings, or it could be a row internally in the family. It's a bit of a minefield.
Absolutely. And being accused, I mean, if somebody came up to you in the street and said, you're always, you know, gossiping about me, and I'm you know, you're immediately defensive. And in fact, you could get very defensive.
Yeah.
So how you approach these things is very, very important. And if you are communicating with the sister, gently say it and expect that the message won't get through the first time. Sometimes when you're trying to get a message like that over, it might take 5, 6, 7, 8 times of saying it in different ways before it begins to get across. So with that in mind, and also, as I said, relationships are very important. The world is breaking down because there is not enough communication. And at the moment, we need, you know, to keep our families at least in good communication. So approach it very, very gently and suggest, you know, look, there's something bothering me. Can I talk to you about it? Always ask, I talk to you about it?
Yeah.
Because that leaves a door open then.
Does this person, Tony, does this person here need to, first of all, when she's thinking about what do? Does she need to try and figure out herself, look, you know, obviously we don't know what age they are. I'm assuming they're adults now. Is that, look, what was the relationship like before with this sister? Did they always have trouble? Was there a rivalry there? Was there an incident that happened in their youth that meant that they both maybe were a little bit, you know, colder to each other, or, you know, always had a kind of a rivalry going on? To, if she can understand herself before she even talks to the sister, where is this coming from? Or maybe it could be, as she's suggesting, this is completely out of the blue, to try and figure out what might be driving it. shall we say.
You're absolutely
aside from the
right,
jealousy
Kerry.
She's suggesting, let's say, you know.
Yeah, I think that's a very good suggestion. The other thing is the perception of the person who's writing here. You know, what are they perceiving? Are they perceiving it correctly? You know, because we all talk about our families to other family members, but as I said, there's talking and there's gossiping, and there's vicious gossiping. And
yeah.
You have to try and define.
And there's constructive criticism
line.
And advice, and there's unfair denigration, then talking someone down to their siblings, saying, what are they doing? Look at them. Their life is going terrible, or so on and so forth, which seems to be what's happening here.
Yeah, and again, look at yourself and say, are you slipping? Because we all slip up at times during our lives. And is what's being spoken about a truth? Is there a truth in it? And if there is, maybe you want to look at yourself as well before you tackle the other person, you know?
Yeah. And that thing about distancing, I've distanced myself. So this person's already taken action. They've distanced themselves from it, and then wondering, is the right thing to do that, or confront her and ask, why is she talking? That goes back to what you're saying about, well, get the word confront out of your head anyway. You just
absolutely.
Maybe start a conversation.
And the minute you confront, you start a war.
Yeah.
You
know, and does the conversation need to be from the point of view of, well, do I want to repair this relationship? Find out what's going on so I will continue to have a relationship. Because as things are going with the distancing, that means there will be no relationship in future. As things stand.
Yeah, I mean, basically, in times of change and in times of stress in the world, that sort of relationship generally breaks down. And we can see it on the news. You see it all the time. And, you know, old political parties are breaking down. Relationships between countries are breaking down. You know, business relationships are breaking down. And what's the most important thing with human beings is that we communicate. And the ones we need to communicate most with are those closest to us, family members, etc. And so keep that in mind, that you don't want to close doors, because every door you close is closing yourself out from the world. And,
yeah.
You know, approach it with that openness and accept that you may be, to some degree, at fault in it, and there's something about your behaviour that could be involved.
An open examination of where you are with your life and your relationship with your family, to see, look, has anything big changed here? Is this what's led to it? Am I doing something I wasn't doing in the past? And is that what's all of that sort of examination before you decide to go down the road of any sort of a discussion with the sister?
Absolutely. And of course, the sister might be an old note.
It could be their life that's gone off the rails, or it could be something wrong with them, or they could genuinely be jealous.
That we're talking totally against this person.
Yeah.
You know, there could be, you know, some people just develop a very nasty way of communicating. But, you know, it's good to step well back and assess the situation. As I say, before you fire a gun, make sure what you're firing it at and what's in the gun.
Yeah, certainly the case. Okay, listen, Tony, look, thanks a million for that. That's brilliant stuff, A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley. Tony and Val will be back with us next Wednesday. If you have any other queries to get to, get them into us now. We'll pass them on to Tony and Val for next week.